Crucially, unlike a Saturn V, every part of which, except the capsule containing the crew, was thrown away during the course of a mission, a Starship will be fully recyclable, with both stages returning to Earth in a manner similar to SN8. Moreover, unlike Saturn's partially recyclable successor, the Space Shuttle, refurbishing a Starship for relaunch will not cost $1 billion a pop. Instead, Mr. Musk estimates the turnaround will require only a few million dollars. Starships should also be cheap to build. Instead of a fancy carbon fiber composite, they are made of stainless steel, which is a 70th as expensive, but is, in many ways, better. Not only is it resistant to the fracturing to which a composite might be prone in the low temperatures of outer space, but its melting point is also high enough to prevent damage in the fiery conditions of re-entry. This is an important part of a Starship's easy recyclability. When an entire Starship will fly is still anyone's guess. Mr. Musk has a good record of doing what he says, but his timings have a tendency to slip. For a man who famously once said his ambition was to die on Mars, but not on impact, the Starship project is an important step on the road to his intended retirement home. Bases on the Moon or Mars would need frequent resupply from Earth. That would be made easier by high-powered reusable rockets. Mr. Musk has himself put the odds of SN8's flight being successful at 3-1 against. If it does succeed, however, the odds against his wider vision of the future coming true will shorten.